ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Makis is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael Bendit Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Makis Daf Gimel. The Gemara says on the bottom of Beis Amid Beis, My time at Rabbi Kiva, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Kiva that Edom Zayman are not Mishalman al Piyatzman? Kasovar Knasuhu Knasein Mishalman al Piyatzmai. Omar Rabba Teidash Arei Loyosu Maisev and Erogin U'Mishalman. They didn't do any Maisa, nothing happened yet. They only tried to make the person get killed or pay. And still they get killed, they pay. So that must be a knas. Rav Nachman says, Teidash are imamim biad bailim u'mishalmim. The money's still in the hands of the bailim and they still have to pay. So Rabbi Kiva holds that Edom Zayman is a knas and therefore they don't pay al piatzma. But this is only the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. The Braisa said, Tonu Rabbanon dalid varm nemru beidom zayman. Ein nasim ben grusho ben chalutza, vein geidle norei miklot, vein mishalman es hakoifer, vein nimkarim bevet ivri, mishum Rabbi Kiva amru, afein mishalman al piatzman. Weiss dois the Tanakama holds that Edom Zayman do pay al piatzman. The Tanakama holds Edom Zayman, the chi of a kasher zom am is mamayna. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, what's going on? How could the Chachamim possibly hold that Edom Zayman is mamayna? It's a mefurisha mishnah, in Ksubis Daf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, Zaklal, Kol HaMishalim Yisrael Masha Hizik, Einim Mishalim Al Piatzmei. Whenever a person pays more than what he damaged, he doesn't pay Al Piatzmei. Zokta Pnei Yeshua, Ein Lecha Mishalim Yisrael Masha Hizik, Kedoy Lamizu. Edom Zayman are the spitz example of paying more than what they damaged, because they didn't damage at all. They only tried to make the person pay. But they weren't successful. They got caught before. So, how could the Chachamim hold that it's Mamayna? Of course it should be a Knas. Comes along Rabbi Chanan in Kovich Yurim in Ksubis, Oisiyos Kuf Zayin and Kuf Ches, and says a tremendous Yesod in how the Chiyuv of Edom Zayman works, and a Hezber in the Manda Omar, Edom Zayman Mamayna. The Gemara over there in Ksubis Lamed Beis Amad Aleph says that Ula Shita is that when you have Mammon and Malkus coming at the same time a person was Neschayiv in Mammon and Malkus, Mamayna Mishali Milka Loilaki. Ula holds that you pay Mammon and not and you don't get Malkus. We know there's a din of Kedei Rishosai, Mishim Risha Achas Atomechayiv, Ivi Atomechayiv, Mishim Shtei Rishoyis. So which Einish do you get? Ula holds that you always get Mammon and not Malkus. The Gemara wants to know, where does Ula learn this out from? The Gemara says he learns it out from Chayvel B'Chaveiroi, where there's a Chi of Mammon and Malkus, and we learn out from a Pasuk that you pay Mammon. Says the Gemara, no, but you can learn it out from Chayvel B'Chaveiroi, because Ma L'Chayvel B'Chaveiroi Sheken Chayev B'Chamisha Dvorim. Chayvel B'Chaveiroi has a unique Chumra that he's Chayev in Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boishes, five different tashlumen, so maybe over there the Torah said this chumra of mamayna mishalim milka loilaki. If you hold that that's considered a chumra, the Gemara has a tzad that maybe paying mamayna is a kula. The Gemara has a different pircha if mamayna is a kula. But if mamayna is a chumra, the Gemara says you can't learn out from chayvel b'chaveiroi because it's chayvel chamisha dvarim. Says the Gemara, so where does he learn it out from? From Edom Zaymimin. Edom Zaymimin that say, Midin anu b'shpleini shuchayv l'chaveiroi mosayim zuz v'nimtzu Zaymimin, the Chachamim and the Mishnah and the Avdalah Amad Aleph hold that they pay and they don't get Malkus. So we learn out from there to call out Teira Kula. Zok the Gemara, no, mal Edom Zaymimin shekein einam tzrichim hasra. Edom Zaymimin have a chumra that they don't need hasra. So the Gemara says that he learned it out from the Tzad HaShava of Chayvel B'Chaveiroi with Edom Zayman together. That just like by those two places, they have Mammon and Malkus and Mamayna Mishalim Milka Loilaki, so we learn out from there to everywhere else. Says the Gemara, no, Malaha Tzad HaShava Shebehen Shkein Yesh Behen Tzad Chomor. No, you can't learn out from the Tzad HaShava because they both have a Tzad Chomor. They both have a Chumra. So the Rishonim are bothered. They both have a Chumra. Every Tzad HaShava, both things have a chumra, but because chumra shel zeh einay ke chumra shel zeh, the chumra shel zeh einay ke chumra shel zeh, that's how we make a tzad hashava. Each one cancels out the other one's chumra and shows that the din is not dependent on the other one's chumra, and that's how we learn out with a tzad hashava. So, what kind of pircha is this that they both have a tzad chumra? Says Rabbeinu Tam over there on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, that the Gemara means that Edom Zoymimin have the same Tzad Chomor as Chayvel B'Chaveiroi. Because the Tzad Chomor of Chayvel B'Chaveiroi you can have by Edom Zoymimin if they testified on someone that he was Chayvel B'Chaveiroi. And then they became Edom Zoymimin, they pay the Chamisha Dvarim, but they wanted to be Mechayev him. So it comes out that the Chumra of Chamisha Dvarim you could have both by Chayvel B'Chaveiroi and Edom Zoymimin. That's what the Gemara means. They both have the same Chumra of Chamisha Dvarim. Frekt Rav Elchanan, Omer D'Kakasha. Edom Zoymimin are Chayev in Chamisha Dvarim? No, Edom Zoymimin are Chayev in the amount of money that they were being Mechayev the other person. The Chayvel B'Chaveiroi, let's say, would have been Chayev $20 for Nezek, $20 for Tsar, $20 for Ripui, Sheves, Baishas, each one $20. So B'Sach HaKoil, it's $100. So Edom Zoymimin are Chayev in $100, but they're not Chayev in Chamisha Dvarim, they're Chayev in Kasher Zomam. What they wanted to do to him, we do to them. They wanted to make him pay B'Sach HaKoil an amount of $100, so they pay $100, but they're not Chayev in Chamisha Dvarim. A Chayev B'Chaveiroi has a Chumra that he's Chayev in Chamisha Dvarim. The Torah gave five different types of Tashlumin on a Chayev B'Chaveiroi. That's a Chumra. But Edom Zoymimin are Chayev, you tally up the total amount, and that's how much they pay. What kind of Chumra of Chamisha Dvarim is there by Edom Zoymimin? Says Rav Elchanan that you see from Rabbeinu Tam Amayra Dika Yisoid that the gedder of the chiyuv of Kasher Zomam is that the Edom Zoymimin take over the chiyuv of the Nidoin. That very chiyuv that the Nidoin had, that's what gets carried over to them. He calls it like a Yerusha. Of course, it's a Melitza. But it's like a Yerusha from the Nidain. They Yarshin, they take over his din. And just like the Nidain was Chayev in Nezek, Tsar, Ripoy, Sheves, and Boishas, the Edom Zoymimin take over the Chamisha Dvarim. Zok Rabbeinu Tam, so it comes out that Chayvel B'Chaveiroi and Edom Zoymimin both share the same Chumra of Chamisha Dvarim. Says Rabbi Chanan, the Fizeh, we can understand the Manda Omra that holds Edom Zoymimin Mamayna. Because since the chiyuv that they were putting on the nidain was a chiyuv mamayna, they said that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. That chiyuv that they were trying to put on Reuven was a chiyuv mamayni. Because kefi their edos, they were saying that he borrowed. That chiyuv mamin is what gets transferred over to them. So by them also the gedder of the chiyuv is a chiyuv mamayna. Avada, the concept that the Torah said that they have to pay, even though they only tried, that's a Gnostic concept. But what is it that the Torah said that they have to pay? The Torah said they have to pay that very chiyuv. The gedder of the chiyuv that they're paying is that same type of chiyuv that the Nidain had. They yarshin, they take over that chiyuv. That's that very chiyuv gets carried over to them. Therefore, it has a gedder of a chiyuv mamin. Rav Elchanan is meisif a knech, that even in a case where they were trying to make the nidain chayev a chiyuv knas, let's say they said he stole and he's chayev kefil, but since the halacha is that Edom Zoymimin don't get punished unless there was already a gemar din that was put on the nidain, like the Mishnah says on Daf Hei Amid Beis, and we know that even knas after gemar din turns into a chiyuv mamin. So by the time the chiyuv is getting transferred over to them, it's already a chiyuv mamin. Memela, Edom Zoymimin is always mamayna. What does Rabbi Kiva hold? L'chayra, Rabbi Kiva holds that since the shayrish, the siba of why they're chayiv is miknasa, it's a knastic concept. They didn't do anything yet, and still they're paying. So Rabbi Kiva treats this as a chiyuv knas, because you look at the siba hamechayeves, and the chachamim say, but since the gedder of the chiyuv is that they take over that din, so we look at what lemaisa their chayiv. Not at the siba hamechayeves, but what lemaisa the Torah said their chayiv. So this is one way how to explain the tzad of Edom Zoymimin Mamayna. However, there can be another mahalach as well, how to explain the Man D'Omar Mamayna, based on Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Hei Amud Aleph, like Rav Nachum points out over there, that Rashi says on the Gemara that asks, Eidim Zayman de Mamayna Hu Lisni. Why doesn't Rav Oshia in his list of the Yud Gimel Aves Nezikin, why doesn't he mention Eidim Zayman like Rav Chia does over there in Baba Kama Daf Dalet Amud Beis? Since Eidim Zayman is Mamayna, so let him say it. Zokt Rashi, why does the Gemara think that Eidim Zayman is Mamayna? Says Rashi, Dekol HaMashalim Yoyser Al Masha Hizik Kegayn Keifel V'tashlumi Arba V'chamisha Kari Knas Kidal Kamon B'hach Pirkin U'kegayn Kol Dover Kotzav Omer Batayra Kegayn Chamishim Shalaynis U'mefata U'meya Shalmeitzi Shem Rakulu Avi Knasa Avol Midi Achrina Mamayna. Says Rashi, you know why Adam Zayman is Mamayna? Because in order to be a Knas, it has to be either that you're paying Yoyser Al Masha Hizik like Keifel or Dalet V'hei, or if you're paying a set amount like Oynis Mefata and Maitzi Shemra. But everything else is Mamayna. Rashi's L'chayra Pella. Rashi's saying, you know why Adam Zayman is Mamayna? Because in order to be a Knas, you have to be Yoyser Al Masha Hizik or a Dover Kotzav. But everything else is Mamayna. Ribbono Shel Olam. We're talking about Adam Zayman over here. Adam Zayman didn't even damage at all. So how could Rashi say it's not Yoyser Al Masha Hizik? But you see that Rashi holds that Adam Zayman is considered Masha Hizik. State in Rashi that the gedder of the chiyuv of Adam Zayman is that the Torah considers the fact that they, through their edos, they were matel on the other person of Gemar Din, and he kemat paid. The Torah considers that as if they damaged him. The Torah is saying that there's a new type of mazik. Of course, it's not the regular Adama mazik of Makei Behema Yishalmena. There's a new mazik of Sheker Ana Ba'achiv that the Torah considers the fact that they were matel on this person of Gemar Din. Through their Eidos, he had a Gemar Din to pay, and he otatot, he kemat paid. The Torah considers that as if they damaged him. And therefore it's considered Masha Hizik, says Rashi. In order to be considered a Knas, it has to be either Yoyser Al Masha Hizik or Dover Kotzav. But Adam Zayman is Masha Hizik. And this is Mamish what Rav Chiyo says over there in the Braisa on Avdalet Amud Beis, that Adam Zayman is one of the Chof Dalet Aves Nezikin. Adam Zayman is considered a Mazik. The Torah considers this, that they were Matal on Yenim, a Gemar Din, a Mazik. And the makar of the fact that you need a Gemar Din, the Mishnah says on Daf Hei Amud Beis, is learnt out from the fact that it says Nefesh B'Nefesh. Since it says Nefesh B'Nefesh, it doesn't mean Mamish that they killed him, like the Mishnah says, because it says Vasisin Loi Kashrazam Alasais La'achiv V'Ariachiv Kayam. So we learn out from Nefesh B'Nefesh that it has to be that they were Matal on him a Gemar Din, and that's called Nefesh B'Nefesh. The Torah considers that as if they took away the other person's nefesh, you take away their nefesh, bin nefesh. The fact that they were matel him on him a gemar din, that he's chayiv misa, the Torah considers that as if they killed him. We know that after gemar din, the nidan is already considered a gavra ketela. Lefi zeh, it's very geshmak, the pshat and the chachamim who hold, Adam Zayman is mamayna. And Rav Asher pointed out that you see from the Gemara that the pashtus is like the chachamim. Because the Gemara says, "My time of Rabbi Akiva, what's the svar of Rabbi Akiva? Kilu the Chachamim that don't agree with this halach of Ein Mishalman al Piatzman. That's the Pashtus. The Pashtus is that Adam Zayman should be Mamayna because the Torah considers it that Masha Hizik. So what, my time of Rabbi Akiva, what's the svar of Rabbi Akiva? On that the Gemara says, because Rabbi Akiva holds Kenasahu Kenasei Mishalman al Piatzman. Omar Rabbo Teida Shaharei Lo Yosu Maisav Neroganu Mishalman. Rav Nachman says, Teidash are imamin biad baylim u'mishalmin. The Gemara doesn't say that Rav Akiva considers it a knas because he says it's Yoyser Al Masha Hizik. The Gemara is saying that since they didn't do any maisa and still the Torah says they have to pay, that means although the Torah is considering it Masha Hizik, but the fact alone that the Torah considers this Masha Hizik is Miknasa. That's a knastic concept that the Torah considers the fact that they were matel on him a Gemar Din, ki'ilu they were mazik him. So since it's Miknasa, that the Torah considers it as if they were mazik him, so although it's considered Masha Hizik, because that's what the Torah was mechadish, but it's miknasa that the Torah considers it Masha Hizik. Therefore, it has a halach of a knas. So it comes out that Rabbi Kiva is saying there's a new type of knas. The regular knas is like the Mishnah says in Ksubas Mem Aleph, Kol HaMashalim Yisrael Al Masha Hizik. And then there's a new type of knas of Adam Zaymimin, that although it's considered Masha Hizik, because the Torah considers it Kilu Dei Ramazikim, but it's Miknasa that the Torah considers it Kilu Dei Ramazikim. May Iker Adin, why should that be considered a Hezik? They only tried to be Mazikim. It's Miknasa that the Torah considers this a Hezik. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds that Adam Zaymimin is a Knas. Now, there's a famous machlokes rishonim. If we say the halacha of kasher zaman v'loy kasher asa when it comes to mamin, we know when it comes to misa, the Mishnah on Ha'amid Beis with the Gemara over there says hargu ein ha'rogin. If the Edom Zayman already caused the nidain to get killed, they don't get killed. But what about by mamin? Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf Dalet Amid Beis says that by mamin we do not say kasher zaman v'loy kasher asa. The Riva says, because by mamin, since it's efshir b'chazara, you can give the money back, so it's never considered kasher asa. And the Ri says that since the Gemara on Ha'amid Beis says that there's no miut of v'loy kasher asa, but rather it's just that the Torah only spoke about zomam, and elamai asa is a kal v'chomer. On that we say, ein einshin min adin. But when it comes to mamin, Taisus goes with the shita that einshin mamin min adin. And therefore, by mamin, even if it was asa, the Edom Zaymin are still chayv. And the Ramban over here on Beis Amid Beis, Gimel Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yisrael Zalman is medayik from the Ramban, also holds that by mamin, we do not say kasher zaman v'loy kasher asa. And the Rashba in Baba Kama, Daf Hei Amid Aleph, brings this also b'shem the Ramban. However, the sheet of the Ritva over here in the sugya is that even by mamin we say kasher zaman v'loy kasher asa. Now, the shaila is: does Rabbi Kiva hold that even in a case of asa, that it's still a knas? According to those rishonim, that by asa there is a chiyuv of kasher zaman. What would Rabbi Kiva hold over there? Rabbi Kiva's whole svara is. That nobody got killed, no money was paid, and still they have to pay. But what would be in a case where the person did pay already? Would Rabbi Kiva hold even over there it's a knas? Or would Rabbi Kiva be made over there that it's mamin? The Ramban is misyachis to this, and the Ramban says, Umiu kivan dechilai shilmu mishalmin knasa havi la'aylam. The Ramban says that since, even in a case where the Nidain didn't pay yet, still you see that the Edom Zayman have to pay, so that shows that it's a Knas La'olam. In other words, there's no two parshiyos of Kasher Zamam. There's one parsha of Kasher Zamam. It's since you see that the halacha of Kasher Zamam applies even in the case where they only tried to make the Nidain pay, so that shows you that it's a knas. Once it's a knas, it's always a knas. And even in a case where they made him pay, it's still a knas. Another related point, it's mavur in the Rishonim, in the Ramban and the Ritva, that even in a case where you can't be mechayev the Edom Zaymimin, midin kasher zomam, for example, according to the Ritva, in a case of kasher asa, there's no chiyuv by mamin. Kasher zaman v'loy kasher asa applies even by mamin. But says the Ritva, but the Edom Zaymin are still going to be chayiv midina degarmi. Or, according to the Ramban, who holds there is a chiyuv of kasher asa by mamin. But let's say in the case of where 1:8 says, Eidu sheker he'aditi, which Rava mentions on Gimel Amud Aleph, over there the Gemara says that because of kivan shigur shavein echayzeru magid, so there's no chiyuv mitzad, the parsha of Eid Zoymeim, but still says the Ramban that he's going to be chayiv to pay midino de garmi, which means Rav Meir Shita in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Amid Aleph, it's brought also in Mecheiris Chav Ches Amid Beis, Rav Meir doin dino de garmi. Garmi, the Ramban Shita in Kuntras dino de garmi is that when it's a groma which is Bari Hezekah, that's called garmi, And on that, Rav Meir says that that's chayiv. The Ramban Shita is that it's a chayiv d'iraisa. It goes into Adam HaMazik. So even where the Edom Zayman are not going to have a chiyuv midin, the kasher zoman, but they're still going to be chayiv medina de garmi, just like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and in Bechayrus Chav Chesem Ud Beis says that if a dayan is dones hadin, if he paskins wrongly and he's mechayiv someone shaloi kadin, so then he's chayiv medina de garmi, so too an Eid Zayman that's mechayiv the nidain to pay, he's chayiv medina de garmi. So even if he can't be chayiv midin eid zaymeim, he's going to be chayiv medina de garmi. So there's a famous question from the Rashash in Baba Kama Dalet Amud Beis that asks that according to the Rishonim that hold that there is a chiyuv of kasher zomam even by asa, why aren't eidim zaymeim chayiv shtayim? One midin the parsha of kasher zomam. And second of all, als dino de garmi. Why don't they have to pay twice? And l'chayr, the din is not like that. It sounds like they only pay once. Why don't they pay twice? One, midin the parasha of kasher zomam, because kasher zomam is chayiv even by asa. And second of all, midino de garmi. So on that, Rab Nachum, Rab Shmuel, they both say that according to the yisoid that we mentioned earlier, that the Yesod HaChiv of Edom Zoymimin is a Mazik Dikedin, that the Torah considers the fact that they were Marshia the Nidain, and they were Matal on him a Gemar Din, Shaloi Kedin, the Torah considers it as if whatever ligged in the Gemar Din, as if it was already Oiskefirt, as if it happened, the Torah considers it as if they were Mazik the other person. So it comes out that the chiyuv of kasher zomam is already for the hezek. So you can't be chayiv twice for being mazikim. It's just two sibis to be chayiv for the hezek. Kasher zomam is a chiyuv because we consider it like you are mazikim, and garmi is also an adam hamazik. So it's just two sibis to be chayiv for being mazik, this person. So memela, you're only chayiv once. The Rashash seems to have held that the chiyuv of Edom Zoymimin is not a mazik dikadin. Rather, it's for the machsheves resha, it's for the plan of being zomam to hurt somebody else. The Torah says for this bad plan, for this bad intention that you have, the Torah says you have to pay. But it's not a mazik dikadin. Fract the Rashash, so why can't you be chayiv once for the machsheves zodoin, and a second time for the hezek of garmi? But according to the yisoid that we mentioned earlier, based on Rashi and Baba Kama Daf Hey, that sounds like the pashtus is that Edom Zoyman is considered kamoshe hezek, and the pashtus of the Bryce over there on Dalet Amud Beis that Rav Chia considers Edom Zoyman as one of the Chof Dalet Aves Nezikin, so then it's mevur that Edom Zoyman is a mazik tikadin. The Torah considers it as if that gemar din that they were matel on him, as if it already was eiskefirt, as if it already happened, and you have to pay kiilu you were mazik him. So if so, garmi and kasher zomam are just two sibis to be mechayiv him for the hezek. So therefore, he's only chayiv one time. Next inyan, the Gemara says on Gimel Amud Beis, if a person says to his friend, I'm lending you the money on condition that Shemitah should not cancel the chayiv, still Shemitah's mishametes. So l'chayra, this would imply that Shmuel holds that this is a masna mashakos of Atayra, and one that's masna mashakos of Atayra, the Tanai is bottle. Ay, v'ho itmar ha'imr l'chaveira, ha'imr l'chaveira, al-manash ein l'cha olayoy no. If a person says to his friend, I'm selling you this thing, this object, al-manash, that you should not have on me, a tfiyas ay no. Rav omar, yesh lo yolov ay no, Shmuel omar, ein lo yolov ay no. So we have a stira in Shmuel. Mitzad echad Shmuel sounds like that masna mashakosav batayra, the Tanai is bottle. But over here by Aino, he says that there's no Aino. Says the Gemara, Ho itmar ala omer av anon ledidi mefarshali mine de Shmuel al manasha ein lecha olayoyno ein loyolovoyno al manas she'ein boyoyno harayesh boyoyno hachanami al manash loy tishamteini bashvias ein shvias mishamtasai al manash loy tishamteini shvias shvias mishamtasai. Rashi explains that if he says Almanas she'ein boyoyno, then he's not being masna that the loikeach should be meichel on him for the oyno, but rather he's being masna with him that he's not cheating him in this mecher. It's as if he's telling him, I'm letting you know that there's no oyno here, and we see that there is oyno. So over there, Shmuel is meida that there's oyno. Ma she'ein kein almanas she'ein lecha olay oyno means that you should not have on me a tviyas oyno, you should be meichel me on the oyno. That you can do. So too, if the Malva says, Almanash loy tishamteni ato bashvias, Almanash, that you should not firzuch with me, with the halach of Shemitah, that means you should agree to pay me back, although Shemitah came, tanai huzeh, so that's a good tanai. Vafa pisha isna mashakosim atayra tanai kayim. But if he says, Almanash loy tishamteni shvias, so Shvius is not Mesura B'yodai Lahasnais, that Shemitah should not cancel the Chayv, so there's no Tanai. Tosfos is bothered that the Dimyon of the Gemara is not exactly the same according to Rashi, because Almanash Ein Bo Eino means that I'm promising you that there's no Eino, and there is Eino, so that's a Mekach Tos, because he lied to him. That's not similar to the case of Almanash Loy Tishamteni Shvius, where Shmita's Mishametas, that's not a Mekach Tois Dike Svara. That's because you don't have the power to say that the din of Shmita shouldn't be Chal over here. Therefore, the Rashbam says that Almanash Ein Bayayna means Shelo Yochol Isser Lav de Loisoinu Ala Mekach. He's saying that the Lav of Loisoinu should not take effect on this sale. But al karchach itzchal, you can't be mevatel the lab of loisoinu from the mekach. But if you say al manasha ein lecha olay oyna, means that you should not be teveya me for the oyna, but rather you should be meichel me. Means avada there is a din loisoinu here on the mekach, but he's making a tanai on the gavra, on the mensch, that you should be meichel me, even if there's oyna. So he has a right to make a tanai that he should be meichel him. On that, the tanai is kayim. So too, almanash loy tisham et shvius means that the iser shvius shouldn't be chal. So then, that you can't do. Shmita's meshamet. But if you say almanash loy tisham teini bashvius, it means that you should agree to pay me, although there is a din of shmita, you should agree to pay me anyway. That you can do. Now, it's tzarech bir, what exactly is the meaning of this tanai of almanash loy tishamteini bashvius? Bishlama, when it comes to oyna, it's very understandable. He's telling him that even on the tzad that there's oyna over here, I'm being masnah with you that you should be meichel me on your tviyas oyna. But by Shemitah, what does it mean that I'm making hasna with you that although there's a din of Shemitah, you should pay me anyway? What exactly does that mean? But lemaisa, their Shemitah cancels the chayv. So what does it mean that you're going to pay me, but Shemitah didn't cancel the chayv? So the lashon of the Rambam is in Perek Tes Mehilcha Shmita VeYovel Alocha Yud that Hamalves Chaveiroi VeHisna Imoi Shaloi Tishamtenu Shvius Hareza Nishmat Sheina Yochel Levatol Dina Shvius but Hisna Imoi Shaloi Yashmit Hu Chayv Zeh VaAfilu Bashvius Tanoi Kayam Shekol Tanai Shebemamin Kayam VeNimtzo Zeh Chiev Atzmai Bemamin Shaloi Chayvasoi Teira Shehu Chayev. So it comes out that this person was mechayiv himself in a moment that the Torah wasn't mechayiv him, which he's chayiv to pay. So The stipler in Siman Dalet understands that what the Rambam is saying is that although the Chayiv was Taka Nishmat, the Halva was Taka cancelled, but the Loiv is being Mechayiv himself in a Nuhis Chayivus. He's being Mechayiv himself a Nuhis Chayivus. Taka, the old Halva, is gone. But he's agreeing to pay him back anyway. He's being Mechayiv himself in a Nuhis Chayivus. Aye, Frek the Stipler, so why don't you say that Shemitah should cancel this new Hischaivus as well? Just like Shemitah cancelled the Halva, so what does it help that the Loiva was Mechayiv himself in a new Hischaivus? Let Shemitah cancel that also. Says the Stipler, L'chayra, will have to say that the Rambam holds like the Shita of Toisvis and the Ran at the beginning of Perek Afalpi that hold that Shemitah does not cancel the Hischaivus. The Ran explains that just like Hakofa Sachanus and Schar Sochir, if a person bought from a storekeeper on credit or he owes a worker, the Mishnah in Shviyah says that Shemitah doesn't cancel that. So the Ran says that from there we see that any Chayiv that's not Derech Halva, Shemitah doesn't cancel it. And therefore, a new Hischayivus that a person's Mechayiv himself, Shemitah doesn't cancel. Zok the Stipler, L'chayra, will have to say that the Rambam holds like those Rishonim, and therefore, since he was Mechayiv himself in a new Hischayivus, that's why Shemitah doesn't cancel the Chayiv. However, says the Stipler, this will not help according to Rashi Shita. Rashi at the beginning of Afalpi holds that even on a new Hischayivus, Shemitah does cancel it. So how's Rashi going to learn the Tanai of Almanas Shaloi Tishamteini Bashvias? How does it work? Lemaisa Shemitah cancels the Chayiv. What does it mean, Almanas Shaloi Tishamteini Bashvias? This Shlomo Almanas Ein Lecha Olai Oino. So you can say, although even on the tzad that there's Oino, but I'm making a Tanai with you, with the Gavra, that you should be Meichel me. But when it comes to Almanas Shaloi Tishamteini Bashvias, what does it mean? You're agreeing to pay me anyway? You're making your mechayiv yourself a new ischayivus? What's that going to help? Rashi Shita is that Shemitah's meshamet even a new ischayivus. So the Stipler wants to say that according to Rashi, the way it works is that it's as if he's making a tenai with him that if Shemitah comes and you don't pay me up, then the money that I gave you should l'mafreya be a pikadon by you, and not alone. I'm only lending you the money if you agree to pay me back anyway. Even if Shemitah comes, you'll give me a present. If you're not going to give me that present, so then I never agreed to give you Alva in the first place. Then the money that I gave you should stand be a pikadin by you. Shemitah's not mishamet, a pikadin. So you're going to be forced to pay me back. And he says, He says the Tumim also says such a svara under Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So basically the Stipler is saying that there are two mahalchim, how you could understand how Almanash Loit Shamteini Bashvias works. Either it's a new Hischaivus, if you go with the Rishonim, that Hischaivus Shemitah doesn't cancel. And if you go with the Rishonim that Shemitah does cancel a Hischaivus, then it's a tenai in the halva. I'm only giving you the halva if you agree to give me a matana, the amount of the halva after Shemitah. If not, then it's the money that I'm giving you is not a halva. It's a pikadin. And Shemitah is not mishamet, a pikadin. So memanifshach, he's going to be forced to have to give him the money. This is the shtickle taira of the Stipler. I heard from my Rebbe Rav Asher that he wanted to say, perhaps there's another mahalach, how to explain this whole inyan. And he said, based on a major yesod of Rav Nachum in the sugya of Prusbel in Gittin, that the Pashtus is the Welt learns that Shemitah, besides for the Isurim, the Layigais, the Shamait, there's also a din of Afkata de Malka that Shemitah totally cancels the Chayv. Rav Nachum had rayas from the Sugya and Gittin that that's not the Pshat. It's not the pshat that Shemitah cancels the chayiv. Avada, the mominus that the malva has by the loiva, is still kayam. The mammon is still kayam. He still has mammon by the loiva. The din of Shemitah is that although you have mammonus by the loiva, but shamait means leave go. Don't be teiveya. You have no kayach to be teiveya, that mammon that you have by the loiva. It's chala Shemitah on the chayv. Al after fact that you have mammonus by the loiva, but shamait, laws up, leave go. Don't be teiveya. You can't be teiveya, that mominus. And the loiva is not mechuyiv to pay you back. A raya to this is that the Mishnah in Shvius, Perek Yud Mishnah Tes, says, Hamachzer choyv bashvius, ruach hachomim noicha imenu. If a person pays back the choyv, although Shemitah came, the chachomim are happy with him. L'chaira, if you learn Kipshutai, that Shemitah totally canceled the chayv. So vas epis, that if he gives, pays back the chayv anyway, so then the chachamim are happy. Well, he gave him a matona, he gave him a present. Well, why is that a ruach chachamim neicha imenu? But if the pshat is like the way Rab Nachum is saying, that avada, the mominess of the malve, is still kayam by the loive. The loive has the malve's mammon. But the loiva is not mechuyev to pay back. The malva has no kayach to be teveya it. Good, but if the loiva says, I'm going to pay you anyway, so that's ruach hachomim neicha imenu. He gave the mammon of the malva back to the malva. If you say like that, then we could say a new beer, and what the Rambam is saying, that how what the Tanai of Almanash Leitisham Teini Ato Bashvius means. The Rambam means that Hisna Imay Shalayashmit Hu Chayv Zev Afilu Bashvius Tanoi Kayam Shekol Tanai Shabamamin Kayam Venimsa Zech Chiev Atzmai Bamamin Shalay Chayvasai Taira Shahu Chayev. What the Rambam is saying is that the Tanai is saying, the Malva is saying to the Loiva, that although you really have a right not to pay me back now that Shemitah came, but I'm being masna with you that you should not fear Zoch Shemitah Dik. You should not act with the halacha of Shemitah that you're not going to pay me back although you have my mammon. No. You're agreeing to pay me back my mammon although Shemitah came. It's not a new hischaivos that you're being mechaiv yourself in new mammonus. No, you're being mechaiv yourself to pay me back the mammon that I have by you, although Shemitah came. Aye, but you're going to ask, how does this hasna help klapei the chelik ha'iser of Shemitah? Bishlama, if you say it's a new hischaivos, or it's a t'nai that if you're not going to give me a matana, then the halva was never a halva in the first place because the money was a pikadin. So good. So then there's no isurim either. But according to this mahalach, that it's a hasna that you should agree not to firzach Shemitah Dik, and you're agreeing to pay me back my mammon although Shemitah came. So very good. That masna mashakos about Torah bedover shebe mamin tenoi kayam, but Shemitah also has a chelak ha'iser. How does the hasna help for that? And that Rav Asher explained that in order for the din Shemitah to be chal, it has to be able to be chal b'miluoy. It has to be able to be chal completely. The din Shemitah is not chal l'chatzoyin. You can't have just the din Shemitah le'inyin the lav of lo yigais, since klape the chelik hamamin on that masna mashakos of atayra tanoi kayam, he does have a right to make such a hasna. So memela the chelik ha'iser is not chal either. Ba'ifin that the gedolei achronim who were looking for an understanding of how to understand the tanai of almanash loytisham teini bashvius. What's going on over here? They needed to say it's a new hischaivus, or it's a t'nai that if you're not going to agree to pay me back, then the money should be a pikadain and not a halva. That's because they seem to have understood that Shemitah totally cancels the Chayv. So what are you saying? I'm not Shalit Shamtaini Vashvias. So that's why they needed to say these Mahalchim. But if we say this Chiddush of Rav Nachum, that Shemitah never is Mafkiya the Mominus, it's just Chal, a Shemitah on the Chayv. I'll have the fact that I have Mominus by you, but there's a Chalois of Shemitah that says, laws up, leave alone your Kayach Tviya, and don't mon, you have no right to mon that Mominus that you have by him, and he has no din to have to pay you back that Mominus. So then we could understand that the hischayvus that the Rambam is talking about is that he's mechayev himself to pay back that mominus, although Shemitah came. Next inyan. The Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis brings a braisa tana. Hamalvas chaveiro stam, enei rashai letoivei pachos milamid yoim. Someone that lends his money, his friend, stam, he's not able to be teveya him less than 30 days. Rabbi Barachana thought that this halacha only applies if he lent him money with a shtar. Because a person would not undergo the tircha of writing a shtar for a loan that's for less than 30 days. But when it's a milval ped, then this halacha doesn't apply. Omar Le Rav, Hochi Omar Chavivi, Echad Amalva Beshtar, Echad Amalva Alpe, that no, it applies both whether he lent him with a shtar or if he lent him Alpe. And the Gemara brings a brisa like that as well, that Taninami Hochi Amalva Schaver Estam, Ene Rashain Letoy Vepachis Mishloshin Mioim, Echad Amalva Beshtar, Echad Amalva Alpe. And then the Gemara says that Shmuel said to Rav Masna, Le Tesevat Karech Ad Demefarshis Lo Lahosh Maitza. There's a double lashon. There's another shmita which is like this one that it's also called the shana veizu. So the Gemara is telling us that whether someone lent his friend money, stam, with a shtar, or if it was bal peh, he's not able to be teveya him less than 30 days, before the 30 days are up. Now, by a milva b'shtar, it's mevur in the Gemara that there's a svara, there's an umdana, that if they underwent the tircha of writing a shtar, so the loiva wouldn't have gone through that tircha of having a shtar written if the halva would be for less than 30 days. So obviously, the halva was meant for 30 days. But by a milva al peh, that the Gemara is coming out in the maskana, that there's also a din of 30 days. Is that also an umdana? That the Gemara is telling us that even by a milva al peh, the umdana is that the stoma is that they meant for 30 days? Or is it no? Or is it a din? It's learned out from a pasuk of Karvash Nas HaSheva, and it's nothing to do with an umdana, it's a din. This seems to be a machlokes rishonim. Mitzad Echad, we have Rashi in Shabbos Kufmem Chesamad Aleph that says that the din of Stam Milva Shloshim Yoim, Stam Halva Shloshim Yoim, is only by a Halva, not by a She'ela. When it comes to lending someone Kalim, over there, there's no Halacha of Lamid Yoim. The Ritva in Shabbos explains, because by a Milva, which is Lahitza Nitna, over there, we say, since he's spending the money, so we say that there's an umdana that his kavana was for 30 days. But by she'ela, which is hadra be'eno, which he gives back be'en, over there you don't have an umdana. So you see that the Ritva's understanding, it's an umdana. So too, Rabbeinu Tam over there in Taisis argues and says that that we say that Stam Halva Shloshim Yoim applies by She'ela as well. And if it would be a Gzeres HaKosuv, then how would the Rabbeinu Tam have a right to extend it to She'ela? It's a Gzeres HaKosuv that says, Karva Shnas HaShev HaShnas HaShmita, that we compare these 30 days to the year of Shemitah. So what right would we have to extend that to She'ela? Befrat, the din of Shemitah only applies by Milva, not She'ela. So again, Rabbeinu Tam, that says this applies to She'ela too, is because he holds that the Umdana is there even by She'ela. The Gemara brings a pasuk. L'chari, I have to say, it's an asmachta ba'alma, just to show us this inyan that the Zman is 30 days, but not that it's a din. It's an umdana, and it's mashtukal mashma like that from the fact that the Braisa says that the hasdam halva shloishim yoim echad amalva bishtar echad amalva alpeh by milva bishtar. The Gemara said in the beginning that it's an umdana, and if we're putting milva bishtar milva alpeh together, it would seem that it's all one inyan of an umdana. However, mitzad sheni, the Rambam in Perk Yud Gimel, Halacha Hei Mehilchus Malva V'loive, is very much mashma the other way, that it's a din. The Rambam says, Hamalvas Chaveiroi V'kovan Loizman L'Poroi, Afa Pishaloi Konu Miyodoi, Eina Yochel L'Tovoi Ad Soif Hazman. Someone that lends his friend money and he sets a time for him to pay back, even though they didn't make a kinyan sudur, he's not allowed to be teveya him the money until the end of the zman that they made up. Bein memilva alpeh, bein memilva bishtar, bein shilvo alamashkin, bein shemes loive, bein shemes malve. And then the Rambam says, ustam milva la midyoim, bein bishtar, bein alpeh, bein alamashkin. But what if he made up with the borrower that he should be able to demand the money whenever he wants? Then he has a right to be tevea the chayv even on the day of the loan itself. Because it's a tnai mamin. The Rambam comes on to the halacha of Masna Mashakosim Vatayro Tanoi Kayam Bidover Sheba Mamin, to explain why, if he made up with him, then he should be Teveya the Choy whenever he wants, then he's allowed to be Teveya even on that day. So the Brisker Rav in Hilchas Malva Veloiva is Medayik from this Rambam that the Halach of Stam Milva Lamed Yom is a din. It's a din, it's like Zeres HaKosov that's learned out from Karva Shnas HaShev HaShnas HaShmitah, that the Zman of a Halva is Lamed Yoim. So then, if he wants to be Masna, that he should be able to collect the Choyv before the 30 days, you have to come on to Tanai Maminhu. You have to come on to Masna HaMashakosov HaTorah, Tanoi Kayam, Bedavar Shem Mamin. If it would just be an Umdina, that the Stam Das of Bnei Adam is that a halva is for 30 days. So if you say, Beferish, that you want to collect this Chai before the 30 days, you don't have to come on to Tanai B'Davar Sheba Mamin. You made up that you want to collect it before the 30 days. If the Rambam has to come on to Tanai Mamin, who Vaisdais, it's a din HaTaira, and you have to come on to the halacha masna mashakosav atayra tanoi kayam. Now, if it's a din, it's very mistaver that since the Torah was toilet in karva shnas hashev shnas hashmita, yesh lecha shmita acheres shehi kazu ve'ezu zu amalvas chaveri stam sheinei rashai letoivai v'pachis mishloishim yoim, then it would make sense that it's a Shemitah type of din. But what does it mean that it's a Shemitah type of din? if Shemitah is an Afgata de Malka, that Shemitah totally cancels the Chayv, over here, the Chayv is still here. So what does it mean it's like Shemitah? So the Dvar Avram, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Beis, wants to be Mechadish, that by a Chayv, before the 30 days are up, there's an Isser. There's an Isser for the Malveh to be Teivea the Chayv before the Lamed Yoim. And it's in the Chelek Ha'isurim of Shemitah that we're being Medame a Stam Halva of Lamed Yoim to Shemitah. In the Chelek Ha'isurim, Avada in the Chelek Hamamanis, Avada, that we're not being Medame to Shemitah because Shemitah cancels the Chayv. And over here, the Chayv is still around. But it's in the Chelek HaIsser that we're being medame to Shemitah. However, in the Mashmois of the Lashon HaRambam, it's very shver. Because the Lashon HaRambam is, HaMalvas Chaveirai V'kova Leizman L'Parai Afal Pisha Leikonu Miyadai Eina Yochai L'Tavai Ad Seif Hazman. He's not able to be Teveya it until the end of this man. Bein b'milva alpeh, bein b'milva b'shtar. That lashon of eina yochai l'tavai is not mashma an iser. The Rambam is saying he's not able to be teveyayit. And then the Rambam says, ustam milva lamid yoim. Estam milva is lamid yoim. Vim hisne sheyitva v'chol zman sheyirtze, yesh loy l'tavai b'yomai shetanai mominu. So Rav Asher asked, that there's no zecher in Rambam that there's an Isser. Rambam doesn't say a word about an Isser. So, Hadra Kushel Leduchta, what exactly is this din of Stal Milva Lamed Yoim that's a din? It's Mavur in the Rambam, it's a din. It's Exeris HaKosuv. And the Gemara's toilet in Shemitah. Zokt Rav Asher, that Lefi, what we said before, B'Shem Rav Nachum, it's very geschmack. Because Rav Nachum said that every Shemitah is not the pshat that Shemitah cancels the Chayv. The Chayv Batsam is there. It's just Chala Chaloi Shemitah Afin Chayv. There's a Chaloi Shemitah on the Chayv. I'll have the fact that there's a Chayv here. There's a din of Shemitah. Laws up. Leave the money there. Don't be Teveya the Chayv. You can't be Teveya the Chayv. You don't have a schus to be Teveya the Chayv, and the Leiva doesn't have to pay you back. So the Isurim, the Tzivuyim of the Din Shemitah, the Layigais, that doesn't apply to the Stam Milva Lamed Yoim. But the Halacha that you don't have a Kayach, you don't have a Schus Tviya, that Halacha of Shemitah there is. So it's very, that fits very good into the Lashon HaRambam. Eina yochai litavai at seif hazman. He's not able to be teveyah. He doesn't have a schus to be teveyah it at seif hazman. And stam milva lamid yoyim. Stam milva also has that halacha. But often that this halacha of the Rambam would be another smach to this yesod of Rav Nachum. Vibalt the Rambam is saying that it's a din, it's a gzer sakosuv, and the Gzeres HaKosuv is Medame it to Shemitah. If Shemitah has, according to the Achronim, it has Isurim, and the Dinei Din HaMamin is that it's totally Paka. So in what way is this Din of Stam Milva Lamed Yoim similar to Shemitah? The Din Isser is not Mashma in the Rambam, but there's an Isser. The Hafgoas HaChayv, that's impossible to say. You can't say the Chayv is gone. V'horai, after 30 days he has to pay it. So in what way is it like Shemitah? This Rambam would be a Mekar to Rav Nachum's Yisayid. Then even by regular Shemitah, it's not the Pshat that the Chayv is Pakai and Gansen. The Chayv is here. Just there's a Halacha, a Chaloi Shemitah on the Chayv that you have to leave the money by the loive. You don't have a schus, a koyach, to be teveya your mamin. And the loive is not mechuyev to pay it. That halacha we apply to stam milva lamid yoim. The karva shnas hasheva, shnas hashmita teaches me that during those 30 days also, you don't have a schus to be teveya the mominus. Avada the mominus is there, but there's a shmita dikadin that you have no schus to be teveya that mominus. Another point, legave stam milva lamidyoin, there's a famous Bach in Simon Samach Zayin in Sifyud Gimel that says a meira dikah chiddush din that although stam milva lamidyoin, and we paskin like the Ika da Amri, like the second Lashon, that Hamalvas Chaveirei Le'eser Shonim, Ein Shvius Misham Tosai, if the Zman of the Chayv is only up after Shemitah ends, Shemitah doesn't cancel it, but says the Bach HaMayra Dika Chiddish, when it comes to Stam Milva Lamed Yoim, even if the Lamed Yoim are up after Shemitah, still, Shemitah cancels the Chayiv. And this needs a big beer. What's the pshat? What's the chilik between a kvius man of Eser Shonim and Stam Milva Lamed Yoim? So if it's an umdana that we assume that what they meant was that the halva should be for 30 days, then the chayiv, there's no room to budge. A Stam Milva Lamed Yoim is mamish like a kvius man of Eser Shonim. So vas epis that Shemitah cancels this chayiv, and by Milva Lesser Shonim it doesn't. So it would seem from the Bach that he's going al derech the Rambam, that it's a din. And then you can start saying maybe it's different than a kviyos man, but it's still tzarech bir. Now that the din is that you don't have to pay, so l'maisa it's loy karinon bay lo yigais. So why should there be a din of shamite? So the Dvar Avram explains Lefi Darkoi very gishmak, that since the whole din of Stam Halva Lamed Yoim only has the Chelik HaIsser of Shemitah, but as far as the Mominus Shaboy, it doesn't have the Halach of Shemitah. So it's like an Aryo Derevia Allah. He has an Isser to be Tevea this Chayv, but Mitzad Dinei Choshen Mishpat Be'etzem, he has a schus. He has a schus tviyah mitzad Hilchus Mominus. If there's a Yeredeya Dekedin, there's an Isaraza that's not letting him be Teveya. So that's not like a Milva Lesser Shonim. By Milva Lesser Shonim, he doesn't have a schus tviyah in Choshen Mishpat until the Eser Shonim. By Milva Stam Avol Lamed Yoim, Be'etzem, the Kayach Tviya he has, Mitzad the Hilchus Mominus. It's just an Isser Dikedin. Therefore, you don't say that that's Loikarina Be'la Yigais. Loikarina Be'la Yigais is only where in Mitzad Cheshin Mishpat he doesn't have a Schus Tviya. But of course, like we said before, the Mashmois of the Rambam, Lachair, is not like the Dvar Avram. So the Divrei Abach are still Tzrichim Bir. There is a Mechudesh Diketumim that says over there in Simon Samach Zayin, Sivkotin Tezayin, that although you can't be Teveya the Chayv, Teich Shleishim Yoim, but Tfisa helps. Tfisa helps. If you'll chap the money, it will help Teich Lamed Yoim. During, by Eser Shonim, Tfisa doesn't help. But by Lamed Yoim, Tfisa helps. And since Tfisa helps, it is considered a bar negisa ba'ifin Tfisa. Hagam, that you can't be teveya it. But since Tfisa helps, it is a bar negisa. So therefore, Shemitah would be meshamedit. He compares it to Hamalves chaveiroi almanash aloi l'toivoi. The Yushalmi says a halacha that if a person lends his friend money, almanas, that he won't demand the payment, still Shemitah's Meshamet. Because we are Karinon Be'lo Yigais. Why? Zok the Tumim. Because even though he can't demand the payment, but since he's allowed to be Typhus, so that's called that it's a Bar Negisa through Tfisa, and he stels to this Bach to that Halacha. So you see that he's understanding that Teich Lamed Yoim, Tfisa helps. But of course, this needs a beer. Vas epis, if stam alva lamid yoim, and you don't have a schus to be teveya it, then why do you have a schus to be typhus? So the Divrei Habach and the Tumim are Tzrichim Bir. Next Inyan. The Gemara at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis says, V'amar Avhudah Marav, Apisech Beis Atzavar B'Shabes Chayiv Chatos. Says Rashi, Sha'asa Peh L'choluk Chodosh. He has a new garment and he makes a peh, an opening for a, to put his neck in. He's Chayiv Chatos. Rashi says, why should Tikein Kli? Because he was Misakin the Kli. Rashi means the Malach of Makkah B'Patish. And he's chayiv for that. Maske flor av kahana v'chima bein zel l'megufas chavis. What's the difference between that and taking off the top, the covering of a barrel? That's mutter on Shabbos. Omar lei zeh chibur v'zeh einay chibur. That's because by the Beis HaTzavar it was all connected. So he's making this Pesach as a tikkun chadosh. Mashenkein the megufa. The covering, the lid on the barrel, even though it was smeared on the barrel with lime, but that's not considered a chibur, it's as if it's psucha v'aymedes, and therefore there's no chiyuv of makkah v'patish. The Ritva says that how come Rashi says that the chiyuv for Pesach Beis HaTzavar b'Shabbos is for makkah v'patish and not for kireya? Why isn't he chayiv for kireya? Says the Ritva, because in order to be chayiv for kireya, you need almanas litvar. The Mishnah in Shabbos Kufayim at Aleph says, ha kireya almanas litvar based tfiros. Since over here, when he's opening this base at Savar, it's not with the intention of re-stitching it, re-sewing it, so therefore he's not chayiv for kireya. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Halacha Yud, brings the halacha of HaPesach Beis HaTzavar B'Shabbos Chayiv in the halacha of Kireya. HaKireya k'dei litvar shtei tfirois almanas litvar shtei tfirois chayiv. Aval HaKireya laf sido potom reishu mekalkel. Over there, zok the Rambam HaPesach Beis HaTzavar B'Shabbos Chayiv. The Rambam brings it in the halacha of Kireya. Aye, but it's not almanas litvar. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shabbos Hayim Gimel Amud Beis that there's no halacha that you need Kireya almanas litvar. V'horaya, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufay Amid Bey says, HaKireya B'chamasa is chayiv. Someone that rips out of anger is chayiv. And the Gemara says, because he was ka'ovid nachas ruach li'itzroi. Since he calmed himself down by ripping it, so there was a positive accomplishment, so he's chayiv. Even though it's not almanas litvar. And so too, someone that's kireya almesai, and he's fulfilling his mitzvah of kriya. Also, the Gemara says over there that he's chayiv for kireya. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I see from there that there's no din in the cheftza of the melacha of kireya that the melacha needs kireya almanas litvar. That is the shame of the melacha. That is the mahus of the melacha. The whole din of almanas litvar is just that it shouldn't be a mekalkel. We know kol ha-mekalkel in peturin, leches machsheves astra teira. So if there's no positive accomplishment, so then it's a mekalkel. But you don't need almanas litvar bedavka. If it's almanas lisakein, some other tikkun, that's also good enough. So if so, says the Rambam, that Pesach Pesatzavar is chayiv for kireya, because it's almanas l'sakein, it's for a beneficial purpose. So hadra kushul l'duchta, why doesn't Rashi want to say like the Rambam that you're chayiv for kireya? Comes along the Bir Halacha and Simon Shin Mem Sif Yudalid Divar Amaschav Olay Niskavin, and he says Amayr Dikei Yisoid Bedas Rashi. Avada Rashi's maskim that kireya almanas l'sakein is chayiv. Kireya b'chamosa is chayiv. Kireya almesa is chayiv. But Rashi holds that the reason why Pesach Beis HaTzavar is only chayiv because of Tikkun Kli, because of Makkah V'Patish, and not Alts Kireya, says the Bir Halacha, V'nira li desvarosai hu delay shayach shem Kireya, ki im kishahu mekalkel ba'eis ha'pu'ula, ela shahu mechavein b'shvil eiza Tikkun. In order to have a shem Kireya, it has to be that the Etzem Maisa is a Maisa of Kilkel, just that he's intending for some tikkun, just like in the Mishkan, that the Gemara says in Shabbos, Ayin Heo Med Aleph, that the example of Kirea Manas Litvar was a Uriah, that was Naflo Badarno, worm fell on it, and bore a hole in the Uriah, so they had to rip a little bit above and below the hole, in order to restitch it. So over there, the kriya was mekalkel the urea more, just that their intention was in order to be tayfer it afterwards. So too, kairea b'chamasa, or almesa, the etzem pu'ula that he's doing is a pu'ula of kilkel. Just, there's a beneficial purpose that he's calming his yetzer, he's fulfilling his mitzvah of kriya, so therefore, he's chayiv. Masha'enken peseach beis hatzavor, over there, it's not a maisa of kilkel whatsoever. This is how he's making it into a kli. This is how he's making it that he's able to put it on over himself. Therefore, it doesn't have a shem kireya b'chlal. This is a maisa of tikkun kli. Therefore, Rashi says that he's only chayiv for makev apatish and not for kireya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.